So you see the transition from Harper to Trudeau as a glimmer of hope. Can you tell us what else gives you hope? You know, when we see your work, there's such a wit, too. There's a sense of play and a sense of humor and a sense of fun. What makes you laugh? What gives you hope? Can you speak to that?
Well, I hope that this planet will stop global warming, but I know that they're not going to do it in time. Time is up. And it has passed that time of no return. The polar caps are melting at such a rate. How long did it take to make them? How long do you think will it take to bring them back? So, these are simple questions, and people are not going to like the answer that I give. And I'm going to say it really clearly. Your God, your Christianity, is not going to save you. There's no three Hail Marys, and you're all forgiven, and tomorrow you're going to wake up, and miraculously, it's going to be all put back together again. There's no miracle. There is no God to save you. Salvation comes from ourselves, to saying that the will, the free will of human beings, to say that we have to stop this planet from rising temperatures. We have to make that decision as a planet. No, I don't like the concept of New World Order and the capitalist construct, but it is under this system that has to change. Under the capitalist concept of the world, that has to be done. As simple as that. To do it takes the ingenuities of to say, well, GM, you have to put away the gas car, and I'm going to slap your hands, and you have to make the electric car. And no, all you oil companies are out of business.
Pesticide companies are out of business. Monsanto's out of business.
Well, those are things, one thing at a time. But you have to go with the car first. The emissions and cars first.
What do you say to someone who's parked in their car running their giant SUV, and the car's running, and they're looking at Facebook, and you're walking by?
Yeah.
You know, do you ever tell people to turn off their engine or just give them the sign of the key shutting off?
No, it's car culture, it's Carfax, and they will never mandate themselves to do anything. You can't even get rapid transit. I was in Germany recently and seen rapid transit. Everywhere, coming back here is like coming back to the Dark Ages. And so it's like, yes, let's move forward, but let's move forward in a way that we all move together. No, we do need a rapid transit to the University of British Columbia. Yes, we need a rapid transit to the Fraser University. Yes, we need rapid transit all the way out to Abbotsford. So, no, you're only a municipality, and no, you shouldn't have the right to say, well, because of my value of my property, I don't really want it. My neighborhood, it should be somewhere else. Well, I have to say this to all of you British Columbians. Fuck you. Fuck you, cars.
You know, when you say that you go to Germany and they have rapid transit and come back here, it's the Dark Ages. One of the things that made Europe more human-centric is going through a couple of world wars where they slaughtered millions of the residents. Does that have to happen here before there's a change?
What do you mean?
They went through World War I and World War II shooting each other.
Now you see you're not counting properly again.
Okay, well,
you know, the First World War that was on this continent, you know, we should be talking Third World War.
So the World War...
You've already exterminated 22 million indigenous peoples on this continent.
I'm using shorthand. So clarify this.
You're sticking your hand, your foot in your fucking mouth.
Well,
right,
I'm happy to clarify it. So the war in Europe that happened in, what, 1913, that ended in 19... 17 and the war that happened in Europe and in Asia that saw the use of the atomic bombs in Japan.
And the war of 1492 up until this date.
Oh, I understand that. I understand all those previous wars, and I'm with you on the genocide of Native peoples and of African peoples.
Well, this is not over yet.
And I get that. And Rudy Reiser told me in an interview setting like this that the resistance hasn't stopped.
Well, it's actually more about survival.
Well, it's about survival for the whole human species at this time.
Well, yeah, but you know, in a world where the capitalist dream is, why don't we just say that, why don't we elect a government that would say that the 1% has to pay 35% taxes?
During the...
Everywhere, across the board in all colonial countries.
In the Roosevelt administration in the 30s and 40s in the United States, what was proposed is a maximum salary. So that if you made, and I think the figure was about $300,000 a year, if you made any more than that, it all went as taxes to the government.
Yeah.
So would you be in favor of a maximum salary? And would you be in favor of a universal basic guaranteed income for every human being?
We have to go in a direction that is the preservation of the planet. And a maximum salary tapping, people are not ready for a socialist, real New World Order, is what you're proposing. And true socialism has never been tried on this planet. We have had the capitalist New World Order, which is the construct of becoming wealthier and wealthier and wealthier, but the concept died on the table once it became the one percenters of the planet. And if we go back in history, the problem with the one percenters is that we had this problem before, and it didn't go away, but they did try to rectify it, but it still failed. It made a great revolution for Russia, and they took their royal family and put them all up against the wall and shot them all. And thank you very much. The French had the same problem. They got a guillotine, and they chopped all their heads off and said thank you very much, and showed, you know, took their heads and showed everybody publicly. And so that was decided. China technically did the same thing, where they just took away their power and said that was it. So now we have the same thing on this planet. Same type of people doing the same things, creating a lot of havoc. What are you going to do with them?
I think you've made the point pretty clear what has to be done. And you're pretty good with a gun, so, you know, you shut up the Indian Act, is what I'm talking about.
I mean, so it has to clarify.
Something has to give, is what you're saying.
And, you know, that is true, is that if you're going to have a planet for everyone, you can't have, as long as there are blue bloods breathing on this planet is doomed for failure. So that's a part of, to me, is to say, yes, we have to move in the direction that is equal for all, in a fair and loving way for this planet, is that the ant has sovereignty, the fish have sovereignty, and the bear has sovereignty, the lion has a right to be here, the tiger has a right to be here, The birds have a right to be here. Get over it. Accept the idea that they have a right. You don't have to. It is not necessary to bring extinction to species. And so this is, people look at rhinos and because they have a hard time trying to get a fucking heart on, certain groups of people want to kill the rhino just for its horn. Get fucking over it. You know, this planet needs to move in a new direction. It's like saying, we are the world, okay, then let's give free condoms to the world. You want to really save this world? You know, Catholic Church, you're everywhere. Give free condoms to everyone. You're the Catholic Church. You have the power. Come on, Pope. You know, I'm asking the Pope. He has millions and millions of dollars. Give free condoms to the world. You want to save the world, save yourselves. From disease, from everything, from overpopulation, which starts with us, from human beings to start somewhere. So I say to the world, today, to governments, free condoms everywhere. Am I asking for too much? Am I saying that the values and virtues of your religious beliefs will interfere with your sexualities? It's none of your business what I do in my bedroom. But to everywhere in the world, that is important. So these are some of the mistakes under religious philosophies that we've made. So it's a simple thing. But to say that, to give direction, you know, that's a real solution. You know, it's part of the solutions to things on this planet.
Condoms and no more fossil fuel burning cars. Those are good first two steps.
Why not?
I have no problem with it.
It just means that you have to walk over to get your sex.
I'm grateful for your time today.
All right.
I appreciate this kind of access to you and your thinking.
All right. Great.